You're such an asshole!
So I shall explain to you the Black Hills. Let me explain to you. You say, hey, Cappy, can you explain to me the Black... I'll explain to you the Black Hills. So, there's stages of tourist season. And not just in the Black Hills, but this is all over the United States. And summer, you pretty much try to avoid because that's when the normies bring their kids out. The kids get out of prison. They call it school, but it really is prison. And while they're on that work release program for 3 months, and the teachers are complaining because their job is so hard because they got 3 months off. The parents will actually spend time with their children, believe it or not. This is where the parents spend time with the children, and they drag them across the United States. And having been a vagabond, essentially, the past decade, you know, working on the internet and doing my thing, I, you know, me being frugal, not cheap, modern life, John, frugal, it was kind of like, no, I better be couch surfing because can you believe that these people want to stay in hotels too? Can you believe that? And everything goes up in price. The hotels, the gas, campgrounds, if you have a tent. And there's lines to get into the national park. It's a bother. And so I try to go like national forests, not national parks, because no one knows about the national forests. They just think there's national parks and that's all there is. So there's a way to avoid it. But that's your main normie conformie tourist season. Then there's old person tourist season. And what old person tourist season, I noticed this when I was in Moab. It was September, maybe even early October, maybe about this time of year, several years ago. Beautiful temperature. No line. But I noticed I was easily the youngest person at pretty much everywhere I was going. National parks, hiking, restaurants, where it was all boomers, all old people, all gray hairs, all blue hairs. It was like an ARP convention out west. The ARP said, we're going to have our convention. Where's it going to be? They said, west. That's it. Just go. And all 326 million boomers went out west. And there was, RVs because they drive them really slow. And now we're driving. You know, this is, I'll give you another little inside biz out west. Most boomers, although old people, it's not specific to them. It's just that they're old. Most of them planned poorly in terms of their financial planning. So they're where Ma and Pa finally paid off their children's doctorates in philosophy or whatever worthless degree they paid the children's degree for. And at 72, we're going on the Great American Road Trip. And we're gonna get an RV like we always wanted to do. And then it's F you to everybody. They get an RV, which can be, I don't know if you knew this out west, there's mountains out west and you got to go uphill. And RVs are not that good uphill, but that's not good enough for a lot of these boomers. Oh no, they got to drag and attach and tow a go vehicle to their RV. And not all of them have RVs, but it's almost like an RV convention, and they just clog up the highways. The Eisenhower Pass. Oh, is that? Oh, Herbert and Ethel, you guys thought you were going to go. Oh, really? That's a brilliant idea going up there on the Eisenhower Pass. Yeah, you thought that went through, clogging up the lane. But when I was out west, that one, Moab included, I'm like, there's nothing but old timer hikers. They got their hiking poles. And I was like, boy, I'm on the. And then I kind of just sat and thought, I'm like, they're retired and the kids ain't around no more. So this is a second tourist season. It's the old person tourist season. So they're going to go out. They're going to, I've waited for this my entire life. Cause you're a poor financial planner. No, cause it's bad luck. Could have convinced me otherwise. So now we're in the thick of that. Not slowly tapering down, but I like to eat. I don't know about you, but I like to eat. And I go out to the restaurants and I go out through the Black Hills. And the Black Hills is a tourist destination for the ARP convention. And I was sitting there in a restaurant looking. It's all old people, just all old people. And I noticed, and I've noticed this before, but all the old gals, all the boomer ladies had short haircuts. One or two did not have short hair. They had longer hair. But all the rest of the gals had short haircuts. And I've noticed this a long time before where it's like, once you hit menopause, you got to cut your hair. And I've heard older ladies within my family and all that, oh, it's just easier and no maintenance, da 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 da. And I lean to my girlfriend at the time. I say, you ever cut your hair short? We're not a thing anymore. You will be feminine. You will have long hair. I just don't care. Oh, you're so mean. Look at the link down below. It's not Nice Guy Consulting. So I, whatever, I don't care about old people. Okay, you're going to clog roads. You're going to do the great American road trip with my cruiseamerica.com rental. Look it up. But then I forgot where it was, but an old guy, I don't know why they cut their hair. My wife cut her hair. And as I've gotten older, you know, like when you're a little kid, your parents are infallible. They're like the Pope. They're always right. And if not, because I told you so, if not, you get a spanking or you're sent to your room. I see. You never figure out why, but you're always under the impression that your dad knew everything. Why? Well, he's bigger and stronger than you is basically because I'm bigger and stronger than you, kid. That's why. But as I've gotten older now, I realize that, dude, these boomer guys, like they were at the forefront of the womanist thing. And I'm sure just like my family, your family probably suffered from divorce too. How many, by a show of hands, actually let's do, by the show of ones, how many of your folks got divorced, y'all? Go ahead, put it in the comment. One for divorce, zero for like your parents are still married. Like, but I didn't realize just what original doormats these boomer men were. And just let it run right. Like they didn't tell, what is my wife cut her hair short? I'm like, did you tell her not to? Or not like tell, but did you voice your, hey, why don't you keep your hair long? I really like it that way. And so there's this doormat effect. But the reason why, because boomer men are just as clueless. Hell, I've known boomer men to get divorced 3 times. Like, do you learn your lesson? What about the first 2 times did you not get? And thank God we got the internet and the red pill, because this is never going to happen to, never again will this happen to a generation. Never, never. It's not possible. Vaccination's getting out there. Word's getting out. But here's, let me explain to you old timers, okay? There's the website, the dating site for geriatrics called Our Time. And it's not the cool BBC podcast with Melvin Bragg. It's a website called Our Time. And if you're still thinking you're going to get some gray tail, and then the reason your wife cut her hair short, because she doesn't love you anymore. Period. That's it. She might love you a little bit, but she loves the convenience. At best, she loves the ease of the haircut more than she loves you. Because let's talk about empirical actions. If she loved you, said, hey, what, don't cut your hair short. Keep it long. I like you that way. If that woman loved you, she would do that. Conversely, to be intellectually honest, if your wife comes up, and ladies, you have every right to do this. Your husband gets a little gut, or maybe in America's case, a big ass gut. Say, hey, I don't find you physically attractive anymore. Lose the weight. You know what? You got a choice there, gentlemen. You can either love your wife or love food more. And we all know which route most men choose now, don't we? It is actions that tells you what the people love the most or prefer the most. So sure, your wife loves you, but she does not love you more than she eschews the chore of maintaining long hair. Like, think that's it. The chore causes this much pain. Her love for you is that much. It's less than the pain of merely maintaining her hair. That's the best case. Usually, though, seeing what I've seen with boomers, I don't know, you guys are on your 10th marriage by now, whatever it is, they just don't love you anymore. It's down. Oh, over there. There. Right. Hang on. Where, there. See that? There. That right there. That's the type of consultant we do, truthful consulting. Did you go to marriage counseling? How'd that work out for you? That's it. That's the truth. That's it. She has another love. It's called ease of not dealing with her hair. It's not George Clooney is making off with your wife. Just convenience. That's all. Yeah, and I'd like to say, well, and here's how you saw. No, no. It's bottom of the ninth, two outs, two strikes. You don't even got no ball count, and the bases ain't loaded. And the score is 8-0. You're behind 8 points. You're not going to win. This is too late. I'm just explaining to you so no longer confused in the last dwindling days of your life. Anyway, so there's a book down below. Here's the problem, because this is targeted towards older men. That book is now academic to you. It will explain things. And I think sanity, you know what? Here it is. There's another essay you can read called Sanity is the Future of Wealth. Sanity actually is a gift. And a lot of times it's the only thing people have. So to figure out why this happens, so you're no longer confused in the few remaining moments of your life, why don't you get this book called The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI and the Pursuit of Women. There's many other books you can read. Roel Tomasi's books as well. And probably a good, more deep dive into it. But yeah, dude, that's why. Why'd she cut her hair? Because, well, probably maybe you got a gut. Do you have a gut? And that may have led to her just not being that romantic or sexually attracted to you. Without sexual attraction, there is no love. No love. Terribly sorry. So too bad. So sad. But there we go. All right. Do we have any super chats today? Let's look at the ones and the zeros. Lucille. But whoa, look at all the ones. Two. Boy. It looks like 2-1 divorced and married. all right. Any super chats? For you old timers, super chats is where people give me money. It's for, yeah, I know. A DJ Aftershock, $2, most likely has to steal degree in independent womenix. Yes, that steal is sociology, theater, ethnic studies, arts, and liberal arts. That's steel. Whoa, here come the donations. Here come the donations. I've like $50 Mexican pesos. Oh. Thomas, $5. You remind me of the grumpy uncle who told the truth. I'm kind of getting on my happier, like, I'm like the old guy who doesn't care anymore. I'm just 20 years ahead of it. Because I was going through my grumpy old man stage in my 30s and early 40s. Now it's kind of getting like, it's happening the way I predicted it. Yeah, everyone's getting their comeuppance now. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you get married a seventh time. Yeah, because the first six times were a fluke. Right. No, you just chose the wrong gal. Yeah, no, go to our time. Yeah, you'll find a real nice boomer lady. Yeah. But I'm on a fixed income. Boy, it's time to get serious about retirement planning. Only after me and Herman drive our brand new RV around that cost us $250,000, we had to take out a second mortgage. What do you mean there's no money left? President Biden should do something. I'm on a fixed income. Cap, you're not going to get a lot of fans. Old timers aren't going to really live. Chase, $5. He has nothing to say. Thank you, Chase. Johnny, New York, 50 Mexican pesos, which what? It's 1/12. I mean, it's a fair amount you donated. I just got excited. I'm 35, single, no debt. Hey, I'm retired in Mexico. Have a net worth of $2.2 million. Where have all the good men gone? Where are they? I can't see them. I see many hot chicas here, and it makes me feel lonely. Now what? What do you mean you see many? What? That doesn't make any sense. Learn a salsa dance. Go talk to the girls. I presume you're fluent in Spanish. You could get by, right? You won. Welcome to the new Nirvana, where it's like, well, if you played your cards right, you'd be able to retire early. And then you just wait for the rest of the people to show up. You're Daniel Boone, man. There's more on the way. Don't worry, the Western settlers are coming. But you're Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, right? You're the frontiersman. We've never been in this area before. Copping a man, $2. Italy raised electricity prices by 30%. How does Italy raise electric prices? How do they do that? Shouldn't it be determined by the supply and demand for electricity? Oh, Italy doesn't have a free market. Ah. I see. Let me know how that works out. I really ought to go buy some solar panels or something. I've already bought food. You're one of those prepper guys. Yes, yes. Well, not super prepper, but yes, boomer who's been divorced 5 times with no net worth and has to work till they're dead. I am prepping. What do you recommend, Mr. Horrifically Bad Advice and Bad Life? Competent man, $2. Facebook disappeared. DNS entry deleted. I used to know what DNS means. If Facebook went away, I'd be okay with that. I went through a phase for like about 5-6 years where I was adventuring, maybe 8. I was taking pictures of everything. I was like, look at him. Oh yeah. And then after you like go over Beartooth Pass the 4th time, it's like, I don't need to take pictures anymore. I could kind of enjoy just driving around. Competent man, $2. Natural gas, dude bros, traders getting margin calls. No less trained at the Carlson School of Management. Is Instagram's down too? Wait, what happened? All right. Well, I guess YouTube ain't down because you guys are all here. More on the way. See you guys in a little bit later. Toodles.